Hi,
thank you
here.
for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have the zip code?
91702.
I do. Thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Sally A. Moore.
I do. Thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address for me?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
306 West Indian Dues Lane, Azusa, California, 91702.
I do. Thank you for that. Okay, I'm just waiting. And I did locate an account for the tackle bag. I show that this account has already been canceled. How may I assist you?
There was a charge on here, and I didn't charge that tackle bag for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. You're not being billed for the tactical bag. What you're being billed for is because at the time, you did have 3 days to cancel out the account. If the account was not canceled, then you were billed and enrolled into a monthly subscription for which you would receive a $125 e-gift card.
Ma'am, I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you pay the $5.74, this is the stipulations of that.
Okay, I don't want anything. So whatever you have, I want it canceled.
Your account has already been canceled prior to you being transferred over to me.
Okay, now why am I paying? I'm paying money, you said, right? Because I didn't cancel?
You're paying, yes, ma'am, you didn't cancel and you were enrolled into a monthly subscription.
I wasn't enrolled in anything, but what was the subscription, ma'am?
You were going to be billed $56.95 and provided with a $125 e-gift card.
No, I never subscribed to anything, ma'am. So about 2 weeks ago, I also had a charge of $44, and I don't know what that is about. So all I want to do is get rid of this credit card and get a new one, because apparently something is happening that I'm not aware of, and I shouldn't be paying anything because I didn't cancel in 3 days. I had no idea what was going on. So why should I be responsible for something? Apparently someone is using my card.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but being that you were transferred over to the fraud department, we do have to assess the account differently. So being that it shows that an email was sent when it was initially ordered, what we can do is we can process the 50% refund, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
The 50%, why can't I get my entire $56.95 back?
Because the account wasn't canceled.
Ma'am, how could I cancel an account if I didn't realize that this was occurring?
That's what you're doing now.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm advising you that someone is using my card and charging stuff.
Okay, so whose email address is
Ma'am, I just received an email today stating about this item on my card.
Yes, ma'am. We can go ahead and process a one-time courtesy full refund. We will have to conduct our own fraud investigation.
That's fine. You do whatever you got to do, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. No, I do have to tell you this as a disclaimer.
Are you from Citibank?
No, ma'am. We're the merchant that's charging you.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can do an inquiry, but I just want my money back.
So what is the product?
It's a tactical something.
Can you explain again what you said she did?
Hello? Ma'am?
Hello?
Hello?
Ma'am, I did go ahead
yes.
and process that refund and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
The $56.95?
Yes.
Okay, and please, whatever else is on there, I don't want anything.
Been canceled. You're not going to be.
Thank you very much.
Further.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
And thank you for contacting customer support.